Welcome, everyone, to Micta Radio. I'm your host, John Tanner, and today our discussion is going to center around Micta contracts. And now, just as a reminder to everyone, Micta is a national organization whose members can access ready-to-use contracts on a variety of technology solutions. Micta represents members from all types of nonprofit entities, including community colleges. And that's what we would like to discuss here today and spend some time talking about the benefits Micta membership can offer community colleges. Today we have Kyle Morrison, and thanks for joining us, Kyle. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your long affiliation with community colleges?
Thanks, John, and thanks for having me on the program today. I've worked for higher ed for the better part of 20 years at two community colleges in rural northern Michigan. I first started connecting with Micta in around 2005. And Kirtland Community College, that was the first organization I worked for. They were active in the purchasing process with Micta. This could be fiber builds, hardware purchasing.
All right. Because you've worked for community colleges and have used the purchasing power of Micta, let's talk about some of those advantages to your organization using the contracts. And to do that, let's begin by talking about this RFP process. Can you walk us through that process a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. From experience, the RFP process can be difficult to navigate, especially for higher ed. You know, it's not feasible for institutions to have an expert in every field. So when this process initiates, it's usually a combination of a project champion, a CFO, a controller, and then whatever relevant staff are needed. Most of these people are great at what they do, but they don't really do this process that often.
Sure.
So the assemblage isn't great.
Do you want to talk about the people who are evaluating and reviewing these proposals? Who are
they?
Sure. Their experience?
Well, Most RFP teams in higher ed are like a project champion, a CFO, a controller, staffing. You could have people from the technology department. In my instance, I'm a media technology director. You can have anyone really that's relevant to the project itself, but they aren't necessarily experts in the field.
And most likely that expertise, if at all present, might not be present to any degree in the local organizations who are looking to purchase. So this is bringing a team of people. They have some experience with the technology that you're looking to purchase.
Correct. It's almost a convergence. It's like it's building a highway between vendor and user, essentially. You know, it really has created a shortcut to the purchasing process. You know, there you have less reliance on outside support, like what a lot of institutions have to do, which is hire a consultant to get them through the process. And then you have less reliance on internal staff if you go the other direction, where you try to do it all internally. Micta has really eliminated a lot of the ambiguities that the RFP process creates for higher ed.
A Micta member will probably realize cost savings using the Micta contracts, of course. But there really is more to that, isn't there? It's not always about saving money.
Well, developing the right contract is obviously critical for project success. But finding the right partner is more important for long-term success. Project completion is usually the beginning, you know, for the end user. Once they actually start using the product or service, that's when it really matters. And when you can vet vendors correctly, then you have the opportunity to build long-term partnerships with these people, because you are going to rely on them. Especially if you live in what I've seen in the rural areas, there it may be 200 miles travel for an expert to assist on a highly technical issue. You know, one of the biggest parts of the whole process is building a partnership with your vendor or installer.
So the products and services on the Micta contracts are really the most recent solutions in the technology world, correct?
Yes. I mean, contracts are constantly updated with amendments as necessary, but the ultimate goal is to try to stay as current as possible.
The MCTA contracts are national in their scope, so can you tell us about that advantage?
Yeah, I mean, this allows MCTA to aggregate their purchasing power to get the best price. State contracts and local contracts are limited in their purchasing power in this regard.
If I use a MCTA contract for a product or service, am I limited to purchasing just from that vendor?
No, MCTA contracts can award bids to multiple approved vendors who have met a certain threshold with high scores. This allows MCTA members to work with different vendors.
Well, thank you, Cal, for being with us today. And if any of our listeners want to learn more about MCTA contracts and other information about MCTA, they can always visit the MCTA website at mctatech.org. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in today. And we hope you find this information helpful, and we hope you continue to keep updating yourself on current technology trends, and be sure to come back again for more MCTA Radio episodes. Bye for now.